We're back.
What's up?
What's up, Dan?
It's I, Shy Elude.
You, Dan Norman Guth.
It's me.
It's him. We're. Go ahead.
You sound. How the hell are you?
Oh, you know. I'm good. I'm doing spectacular on this.
Casually stolen.
You know, I know that my influence is. It's too great to not be copied, so I understand. I get it.
I think there's a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Really? That's exciting.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff here to talk about.
I love when we have stuff to talk about, because if we don't have stuff to talk about, it's rough.
First, I'm going to talk about apple juicification.
Hang on, can we first talk about the social medias that we should talk about?
Yes.
we should talk about our...
Speaking of apple juice...
Yeah, speaking of Apple, follow us on Apple Podcast and Apple Music, album soon. Also Spotify, yeah. Rate us 5 stars, like us,
yeah.
Give us your best review, tell your mom to listen, and then follow us on Twitter... at LosersQPod, send us your sads, mads, bads, glads, also MySpace, sads, mads, bads, glads to LosersQPodcast@gmail.com.
Also MySpace.
It felt weird. I felt like I wasn't going to get it in at any other point, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I was just scrolling Twitter, and then this person was posting about apple juicification.
I don't know what that means.
What do you think it means?
I don't even
your best guess. What do you think?
I could like read into it too much, but it's probably like really simple. Like
just like, right off the dome.
Okay, right off the dome. See, it's like this big like thing. It's like apple juicification. Apple juice is like a kid's drink, right? So like apple juicification is like making something like more for kids. No, that's not. That's what I'm going with, though.
No, that's fine. That's off the dome. I like that. I like that take. It's not. It's much less cool than that, I think.
Okay. I don't know if that's cool. That was just speculation.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. It's much less conspicuous.
Sure.
So basically, this person posted this on Twitter, and then they posted like all of these like drinks that are like fruit drinks and stuff, and all of them have like over half is apple juice and the rest of it is like what it is. So like here's one that's like let's see, it's you know the brand Naked?
Sure, yeah.
So they have this smoothie, and it has passion fruit, mangoes, and guava. But what they don't tell you is it's actually 62% apple juice.
So it's quite literally the apple juicification of juices.
Yes. And on the back, on the ingredients, it tells you the percentage.
That's wrong. People are getting baited into just drinking apple juice.
Yes, yes, yes. There's another one. Here, let's see. This one's even worse. Okay, it's from the same brand. And also they did have different brands, but these are just the two that I saw. this one's blueberry, goji berry, and black currant, whatever that is.
Sure.
However, you flip the bottle around, you know, you take a look at the ingredients. 71% apple juice. What the fuck is this world coming to, Matt?
I don't know. I feel
we're
like
all
it's...
under the grip of Big Apple.
That's correct. You know
the
what?
Big Apple.
I get it. So I like
why?
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, apple juice is like the base, right? Is it better?
It is.
If it's like natural, if it's like natural apple juice, isn't that like a good thing? Right.
It's from probably. Concentrate. I don't know. I mean, it's like
what else would it be? Like fucking water?
I don't know.
I don't know. Does it work if it's like water? I'm not a professional juice guy. You know, I don't know enough about juice to have an educated like word here, you know?
All right, well let's go off of it's a good base, okay?
Yeah.
So let's
think
let's think of that. Okay. Is It feels like if it's over half, over 50%,
it's false advertisement almost.
It feels more like it's most of the product, not a base.
That's fair.
Now if you said it was, 30, 40%, and then, there was varying percentages of the rest of it, which added up to, over 50%, then I would be comfortable calling it a base. But
you're saying since
this seems like the most of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't drink many juices,
Yeah, I don't fuck around with a ton of juices, but
yeah. It's hard for me to say. What's the base of Gatorade?
Probably water.
Probably, yeah.
Hopefully Red 40.
it definitely Red 40.
Shit, delicious.
So good. Anyways, yeah, it's I don't know. I get where you're coming from, but I think I come from a position of like, I don't care. because it's not affecting me.
I want you to care.
No, yeah, that's fine.
The first ingredient in Gatorade is water.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why can't the first ingredient of juice be water? Would it just be watered down?
I mean, it could be, but just.
I think you and I need to become juice connoisseurs. We need to know what it takes to make juice, and then we need to go from there.
We're both gonna buy juicers and an obscene amount of fruits, correct. But not apples.
Not apples. No apples.
Apples will be left out.
Correct. Just other fruits, and we're just gonna
see we're what gonna we can get do in the fucking apples. Lab. And we're gonna figure out what it's what's good.
Yeah. So if I did care, I would I would be like, I don't know.
I want
like,
you to come from that angle that you care.
Okay. It's kind of hard for me to put myself in that mind state because I don't know if I'd care if I was like drinking that stuff already. Like if I came to the realization that like I'm getting this like fucking blueberry, fucking goji fruit, black currant. Yeah. And then, I find out it's, 71% apple juice, I'd be like, huh. And then I'd probably still drink it if I liked it, but, I don't know. I don't know if it's that big of a deal. I get what you're saying, though. It's definitely, false advertisement. From now on, though, I will be, anytime someone's got a fruit-based drink or, fruit-related drink,
yeah,
I'm gonna
be give
like,
me that.
I'm gonna be like, that's probably just apple juice. You know that, right? And they're gonna be like, what are you talking about? And then I'm gonna be like, read the back. And then if it's going to be real bad if, I'm just saying this
it's
for
not.
No reason. It's not. There's no apple juice. But I'm going to do it next time just to put myself in that position. And hopefully
I
can update
you. I honestly, I saw this and I was absolutely intrigued from the beginning. I said, I have to know what apple juicification is. What does this mean?
it's pretty straightforward. I thought mine was like I said, I maybe read too much into it.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, like I said, that was just off the rip. I was like, okay, maybe apple juicification is like, it means something, but it doesn't. It's literal. It's everything is apple juice, and you did not know until now.
You didn't? Nope. Hopefully this water I'm drinking isn't actually 70% apple juice.
Let me check my Ice Mountain bottle. Nope, we're good. This is an apple juice.
Their reach hasn't gone that far yet.
Not that far. Big Apple's coming for water next.
Water is just going to be...
I think it's more likely they get Gatorade before they get water.
Filtered apple juice. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, the last thing that will be apple juicificated.
Ficated. I don't know.
Ficated, yes. Yes, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
It's water.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the purest thing. How can it be anything else?
Literally. I mean, some water is just more than water, too, right?
No. No. It shouldn't be.
I mean, it shouldn't be. I'm not like, actively drinking that stuff if I can help it. Like, Dasani, that's not water.
I mean, I don't know. I'll sip a Dasani.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, the only option. But I'm not. Like,
I don't mind it.
Hey, whatever, man. To each his own. Aquafina, the same thing.
Anyways, I'll sip an Aquafina too.
That's fine, Dan. I'm not saying you can't. I have had them. It's just it's different.
All right. All right. I got something else.
Oh boy. So what's next, Dan?
The NFL.
The National Football League, even.
Yes. Have you seen the tackling rule changes?
The no more drop hip or hip drop tackle or whatever it's called? Whatever they refer to it as? Yes.
What are your thoughts?
It's hard to play football. it's very, very difficult to be a defensive player at this point in football.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get why they're taking it out, but I don't understand how anyone is going to make a tackle anymore. That's like...
Well, I have a solution, Matt.
Two-hand
Similar. Yeah. They all wear these belts, and they've got these flags on them.
Uh-huh.
And then they just have to rip one of those flags off, and then they're down.
That's not a bad idea. I wonder if that's an option.
I mean, probably, but in my opinion, it's kind of a clown move by the NFL.
I don't know. I think this is going to be one of the more interesting, I would say, rule changes that they've implemented, because I think it's such a crucial thing, like, to tackling. And, like, how do you even, like, I just don't get how people are going to tackle people. Like, in an open field, especially. Like, if a guy's behind somebody, he can't tackle him anymore. He has to somehow get on top of him. I feel like that's worse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Like, okay. So their thought process is, let's implement this so that, like, when people are getting tackled from behind, they're not falling onto this guy's legs and then hurting him that way, like trying to prevent injury that way. Is that their thought process?
I have no clue. I'm assuming, like, yes, it's to prevent injuries, but I don't even I don't know. I don't think that, like, the alternative is going to be better. Like, if someone's running up from behind someone, they're going to have to, like, jump on top of the person they're trying to tackle.
Yeah.
You can't hip drop tackle him now. So, like, it's going to be worse if you have, like, grown-ass men jumping on top of each other, I feel.
Yes, yes.
That's probably also banned, though. I don't actually know, like, the rules. Like, that's probably not legal, so I don't know. It's very interesting. That, along with the kickoff change that they've
I did not hear made. About that. Please enlighten me.
It's basically like neither team can start running until the player gets the ball. Yeah. I'm not sure if the kicker can run. I believe it's that. I've only seen like demonstration. I don't know like word for word what the rule is, but from what I know, it's supposed to be like, I think it's the, what's the other football league? Is it the AFL?
XFL?
There is the XFL, but I thought it was the AFL that was doing it. Someone that's like on Fox during the summer. I don't remember what it's called.
I think that's it then.
Because
I think there's, it's just those two.
Yeah, I think it's like American Football League. Anyways, I think it's supposed to just be like whoever is kicking off the ball and the player's team that is receiving, or the receiving team, cannot, neither players can run except for the, you know, the guy back deep, the punt returner, or kick returner, is like the ball is in his possession, I believe. I don't know if that's a fact. I'd have to look into it more. And also, I know that they made it so that you have to declare that you're going for an onside kick as well. That's another change.
Those are
the two big ones on the kicks.
That seems kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Declare an onside kick?
Yeah, I think that it takes away from part of the surprise factor that it can have.
That's the point.
I think that one might be the weirdest change in my opinion, because that one, well, the hip drop tackle is ridiculous in my opinion. I think you just gotta like let the people play. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like having to declare an onside kick ruins like the entire reason of an onside kick. I mean, they're gonna the amount of onside kicks are going to, like, half, probably more, to be honest.
I feel like they're extremely low already.
The only person that will still be going for them is Dan Campbell. I'm so sure of it. I think that decision is one of the more strange ones that they have made.
So, yeah.
I don't like it.
It's going to be a weird football season.
It is going to be interesting.
And, you know, do you think this makes better watching football?
No. I'm confused by the kick return one. I'm confused by the onside kick one. Mm-hmm. I think the hip drop tackle one, I get it. It's safety, but, like, how are these people going to tackle people?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I'm not with any of them, to be completely
honest.
With
the kickoff thing,
yeah.
Do you think that they're just going to, like, perma, like, touchback so that it's, like, everything just starts at the 25?
Probably. Ideally, because I feel like you have, like, a higher chance to go further on a kick return if, like...
Yeah, I do, too.
If you can't be contested very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I could see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Well...
Time will tell.
Yep, we're going to have to see what happens with football.
Yep. Maybe it'll die off. Imagine, my Bears finally get a franchise quarterback and then football, like, just dies off.
Did you see that video of him?
The one that people are complaining about?
Yeah.
The one that
I think it's really funny that people are complaining about it.
Yes, it's very funny.
I was like, you guys are fucking stupid.
Yeah, very insecure stuff to complain about. My future quarterback has pink nails and a pink phone case, and people are upset about it. I'm just like, bro, if you can throw 4K yards in the year, you're literally the best quarterback in franchise history. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's even more weird that people care when, like, in, like, the 90s, there was a guy like Dennis Rodman on my other team in different sport who doing some weird shit. So, like, I don't know. People are mentally unwell.
Correct.
That's the best way to put it. There's no other way to put it.
No, I think you put it the best way.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to transition into League of Legends now.
Oh boy, my favorite game.
Yes.
I love League of Legends.
We're going to first talk about let's talk about hello. Oh.
Hello.
We're going to talk about LEC real quick.
Europe. I didn't watch any Europe this week.
That's okay. I'm going to go through some of the games that I watched and then I have something at the end. Let's see. I watched three, four games. First one I watched was G2 versus SK. Their draft in this game was like super weird, and they kind of just smush
G2.
Okay. Yeah. They just kind of smush SK.
Okay.
And then I have. Team Heretics versus Giant X. I think Giant X like have to win. I can't remember if they're like out. Yeah, I can't remember if they were in contention still or not. But oh yeah, they were towards the bottom. So yes, they did have to win. And I think that Team Heretics had already made playoffs, so this was a wash whether or not they won or lost this. But they do end up losing it, but they still make playoffs.
Correct.
Then I watched Rogue versus SK. Rogue won. They were out of playoffs for a while, so didn't matter much.
They had that Immortals thing going where it didn't matter. They're yes. winning it all.
Yes. And then. Fnatic versus MAD, and MAD kind of smoke them, which is, I mean, Fnatic already, they already locked playoffs also, so it's like, whatever.
Right.
Love
watching games that don't matter.
True. So with that, we're, the standings are, there's a four-way tie for first.
Beautiful.
And then fifth place is Team BDS, and then... 6, 7, and 8. Looks like there's a tiebreaker. Oh yeah, looks like it was SK versus Rogue. but basically there was a tie, like 6 through 8. And the teams that are out are Rogue and Karmine Corp.
Crazy.
And that's very interesting that Karmine Corp is last because there's a lot of discourse on Twitter about Upset this week and him being the next Reckless. And I think when he first started in the league, that everyone was saying like, you know, he was really good and he's like the next Reckless or whatever, and you know, he's awesome. And and he's been 10th place. I think now this is four times.
Okay.
I have his stats. Okay.
Hit us with the stats. I gotta
send you this picture too. I didn't want to send you it until here.
It's more funny with context. Right.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. This is funny.
So 2017 MVP zero. You know, this is his first time ever playing in the LEC. So no LEC winter split, spring split. No winners of those. No MSIs, no worlds. Zero first team All Pro, and then LEC tenth place zero. And then you go to 2024. Everything is still a zero besides. First team All Pro, he got twice, and then LEC 10th place, he got four times. That shit is so fucking funny, man.
Yeah, I really like when they like just roast players with stuff like this. It's like, super nitpicky, but like, it's really funny. They're like, yeah, he's been this bad for 7 years.
And the funniest part is that Worlds is zero because he went to Worlds once, but then didn't play at all.
Wait, did he not play at Worlds last year?
I don't think so.
I thought he was on Fnatic last year at Worlds. Or was that Noah? No, that was Noah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So he went the one time, and then his like wife or something was like, no.
And then they had Bean play. I remember.
Yeah.
Never exactly. Forget Bean. Fnatic legend Bean.
Yes. I saw this this thing. It was like someone was like talking shit about Upset, and then he responded, and like this guy was like, "I don't care, man. I still jerked off to your wife." And I was what? Like, "Holy shit, bro.
That's crazy."
This guy is so nuts. Like he's got it. Shit's so fucking funny though.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, I just think that's. I just saw like all of this discourse about it, and I thought it was just great that you know, we could really really watch all this and have it be very funny.
Yeah, I agree. That is very funny, and I'm glad that it happened. I'm upset that I didn't get to see it. Get it? And
yes.
I wish that I would see it next time. Next time it happens, can you take a picture of it for me?
Here,
link me the thread.
I got another one.
Is it more Upset Flame?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's this tweet, and it says, it's like an alert. Alert, a horn, a exclamation point, and it says, enemy detected on screen, Upset KDA at risk, retreat immediately. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, holy shit, it's like super, super upsetting.
It's even more funny when you look at the picture. He actually is just out of there.
I know.
Don't try to win fight, just peace out.
Like, just leave.
That's a funny tweet.
Well, let me try and find the other one. Let's see. Greatest player to never win a title. The European Uzi. Zeri will be meta again at any moment. His KDA is too good. His teams have been holding him back for over 7 years. Oh, that shit's so funny. Zero titles, zero group stages, 7 years of mediocrity.
It's good to know that people online are just as equally haters as I am. Which, not that didn't think that they were capable of it, but, like, sometimes I feel like I'm just, like, extra hating. But, like, these people feel the same way I do.
No, yeah, I,
It's really beautiful to see. It makes me feel like I'm a part of the community.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, I think that's, That is all the flame I have found right now.
Okay. Any more LEC related stuff, or are we done flaming upset and that's the end of LEC?
That is the end of LEC. I think it's very cool that the top four is like all tied.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to say something that we talked about, we touched on last episode about whether or not every team in the LEC sucks or if it's like actually even.
Yeah, I mean, this split maybe proved through 3 weeks that there are four teams who are equal with each other potentially, even though I don't think G2's record reflects how good they are. Them being tied with, you know, four other teams means something. Or three other teams, I should say.
Yeah. And like how did like Team BDS end like the last split? Like weren't they like
probably like, I think they were middle of the pack, weren't they? Or were they like third? I don't remember.
I thought that they were lower, but
they might have been lower.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm it's tough because like, you know, okay, the bottom teams that made playoffs was 4 and 6 technically, like 4 and 5, whatever. And the top teams only have 2 more wins than like the low seed team.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's really skewing to every team just sucks for me.
Maybe. I think it may be similar to like LCS, where maybe it's hard to tell if every team sucks because the competition maybe is just that good. It could be both.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't watched enough LEC, unfortunately, in their 3 weeks of regular season, to say, you know, which team is good or which team is looking bad. And not that my word would be fucking law, but like, I don't have an opinion, unfortunately, because I haven't seen it. So
yeah, you know, I watched a bunch of these games, and I think that there's moments where I'm like, yes, all of these teams seem extremely, you know, even. And then there's other, like, moments where it's like, never mind, they all suck. So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But I do think that now that I've, like, really thought about it a little bit more, I do think that it's more it's more even rather than they suck. Like,
yeah, I think that could be the case with Europe more so than North America specifically. I think that a lot of these teams have like high ceilings, like specifically G2 and Fnatic, I think have higher ceilings than the rest of the league.
Yeah.
But I think that like, you know, Team Heretics on a good day probably could perform at like best team in Europe level.
Yeah, that's what I've really been hoping for that for them.
Yeah. I don't know as much about like Vitality. I'm sure that I don't think that they're a bad team, but I don't think that they have as high of a ceiling as the other teams that they're tied with in record. So
yeah, I feel like they could have the goods also. I feel like a lot of these teams like have the players to be good and perform really well. But it's like, you know, it's like there's always something that's like holding them back.
Sure.
It feels like. Or it's like, you know, just the silly mistakes that they make.
Sometimes you just gotta make a silly mistake. I get it.
Yes. But that wraps up the regular season for what is a spring split? Now that takes us to the first round of playoffs.
Yeah, so we wanna talk about it?
Yeah, so this is the first round. This is best of threes. So we have Fnatic versus Giant X, G2 versus Mad Lions, Team Vitality versus SK, and then Team Heretics versus Team BDS.
You want to do some predicting, Dan? Let's predict.
Yeah.
Fnatic versus Giant X Gaming, who you got?
I mean, the funnier outcome is Giant X wins.
True.
Let me look at this team again.
So goofy. It's like Patrick Oduwamne, Jackie's, Ignar Peach, Free Peach, man.
I don't know. Like, Odo has definitely proven himself to be, like, at times, like,
yeah, he's fine.
A really good player. I'm gonna take Fnatic.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Giant Even X because you're right. It's the funniest outcome.
Even though they got Goofy Guy up in the True. Top lane.
He's gonna get gapped by my weak side laner lord. True. Odoamne.
Correct.
G2 versus Mad Lions. This is pretty obviously a G2-2-0.
Correct.
Because most likely it sets up G2 versus Fnatic, so there's that. you also got a G2-2-0, Dan?
Yeah.
We could just call it a G2-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, you know, Mad Lions, they will make the lower bracket run and end up in the finals.
Correct. That's correct. It is inevitable.
It is unfortunately inevitable.
Team Vitality versus SK Gaming. I've got borderline LPL quality team SK Gaming winning this one.
Niski plays so fucking hard every single game that he plays.
I'm no longer a Niski hater. I might be a Niski truther now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, all this guy wants to do is win, and he tries his ass off.
Yeah, even if he fucking sucks, he's still trying hard. Yes. It's hilarious.
Yes. Like, even if he's getting gapped, he still tries.
Yes.
That's who I'm trying to be. Fucking rise and grind, baby.
SK 2-0 for me.
I think I'm going to stand with you on that.
Nice. Huge. Team Heretic versus BDS. I've got Team Heretic simply because I do not want to see BDS play.
Yeah, I like Yankos.
There it is. Popularity wins again.
Also, I think with Trimby on this team, I think Trimby was a huge part of Rogue and in their kind of rise. And I think with Yankos and Trimby, I think that they can go far in these playoffs, make a deep run, and possibly even make it to the finals.
Yeah, I'd like that. That would mean they would go to MSI. We'll see.
Yes, I'd like that. I think that team would show well also.
Yeah, possibly. The experience alone might be enough to help them to an extent.
Yeah.
Want to talk about North America a little bit, Dan?
NA.
NA.
Yes.
We can talk about the first series that took place this past weekend, which was...
Oh, wait. Sorry, one more thing Europe.
Oh, Europe.
You remember Schalke?
Yeah, sure.
They are departing from League of Legends.
Didn't they?
Oh. I don't know if they had a...
They must have had like a...
Like a EU Masters kind of team or something.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the football team sucks, so they need all the money that they can get.
Maybe. I don't know enough
rebuild.
About Schalke as a brand, so...
I don't either.
Yeah.
But rip them. Hate to see teams leave. Unless it's TSM.
True.
All right, so NA. They just finished up. We have finals this weekend.
Yeah, we can talk about the games that led to this finals weekend, which the first game that led to this was 100 Thieves versus Honda.
Honda. Yes.
Yes.
I did watch this one.
I also watched this one.
So this one goes four games.
Yep.
What did you think of game one, Matt?
I thought Honda looked really good in this game. Specifically,
I agree.
I think this is like one of the best games I've seen APA play.
Yappa.
Appa.
Yap. Because he just fucking yaps in the chat.
Oh, true. That's funny. That makes sense. It's lore accurate.
It literally is.
Yeah, I think that he had a pretty standout performance. I also kind of think that 100 Thieves kind of draft gapped themselves. I don't know how they wound up with Jinx, but it feels like you kind of put yourself in an awkward spot if you wind up with Jinx.
Yeah.
I guess there were, what is it? 6 AD carry bans, so it wound up just being Xayah versus Jinx, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, I'm surprised they didn't try and play like maybe the Aphelios. I think they end up busting that out later. I might be wrong.
Yeah,
it might have been a different series, but
I know it was definitely. I think it was definitely.
Oh yeah, it was. It was later. This series.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, I don't know. I don't like 100 Thieves draft very much.
Yeah, it was It looked like a pretty easy stomp for Honda this game.
Yeah, they did wind up stomping this too. Mm-hmm. I think that everyone that needed to get fed got fed, and APA played well. So I think when he plays well, I think it can be easy for this team.
Yes, yes.
We go game two.
All right, game two. 100 Thieves win this, but I think it's messy. I think first of all, instead of them like playing the map and trying to, you know, get easy macro advantages and easy like gold advantages that way, they kind of risk it with more team fighting rather than just you know, playing macro.
Yeah.
And also Sniper got absolutely fucking gapped this game.
True. He did. He did not have a very good series overall.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think there's a few games he played okay, but not, you know, not the best.
Yeah, we can talk about that when we talk about the next game.
Yeah, he early he was down like 50 CS, and it kind of stayed at that like the rest of the game.
Yeah,
but as Jax, you need 2 kills and then you're like a champ again.
Correct, you become like immortal. You're just unkillable. Like, their AD carry is not going to kill you. Yeah, I hate Jax too. So yeah, I agree. I think that they played a real sloppy game, but they wound up winning just kind of because they did get ahead. And I do think that his Jax was a part of it. I think this was his best game in the entire series. But
yes, yes.
Game three, he's on the Kaisante into Renekton, which Impact kind of bullied him. From what he bullied Impact, right? He solo killed him twice. I had it flipped.
Yes.
He's on the Renekton. Impact's on the Kaisante. Renekton, I kind of feel at this point, he's probably the strongest counterpick to Kaisante. Seems pretty good. So I think this was solid, but the rest of his team was not getting it done. APA was back on the Taliyah. There was a lot of Taliyah Pryo in this game.
In this series.
I think that the champ's really solid. I think it just depends on how good the person is on it. And APA, I think, has proven to be
pretty good
Taliyah. Good enough, yeah. At least.
Yes. Yeah.
The third game was also kind of scrappy from what I recall.
It was. I think 100 Thieves should have won this game.
I think so too, but I think this one went long, if I remember correctly, and Smolder became strong, and I think he...
That's it.
He kind of took over the game in the later portions of it.
Yes.
Also, in the Jax jungle was pretty huge. I remember specifically a moment where he like jumped into the back line and like nuked the fucking AD carry with his like twirling death stick or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yes. Lamppost.
I'm talking about the ability. I it's called like twirling something or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Twirling strike. Yeah, I don't know
the ability name.
I knew it at one point, but I don't remember it.
Not anymore.
It's irrelevant now.
And I think 100 Thieves had what was their mid laner? What do you have? He played Veigar this game.
Yes.
And I mean, he got like really strong pretty quick because he was just racking up stacks.
Yep.
So I mean, he was definitely a force, and the baby cage was absolutely annoying, but not enough because Smolder, you know,
true,
just does strong things. Yes. Then we go on to game four.
Yeah. This is the game where you realize that you really can't spell Liquid without Quid. And he becomes sixth man of the year for Liquid.
Yeah, correct.
He had a stinker of a game. I think that this draft in general, I like it because it was once again like Taliyah Pryo. 100 Thieves took Taliyah from TL, but they put it on River. Which I don't think is bad, but I think it probably would have been better in the hands of Quid. And it kind of felt like they were doing this just to be cute. Like, they took it late after realizing it was up. And then they were like, I guess we'll just take it so that APA can't play it. And then he just played, like, his former one trick. And then the Aphelios from 100 Thieves, I think that's... you got to execute real well when you've got, like, Renata, Aphelios. And I just don't think that they were all, like, on it. They felt kind of all over the place the entire time.
Yeah,
Just the entire best of four, or best of three, I should say, or best of five, whatever it was.
Best of five.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Team Liquid coming with the win. I think Umpty played really well, like the whole series.
Yeah, I agree. I was rather impressed with Team Liquid as a whole. I think the only weak point was Impact at some points, but I think he even showed up when it mattered. So
yeah,
Honda bringing it back. Love to see that.
Yes, and then on the 100 Thieves side, I think Quid ended up having a pretty good series, even though they lost. But there's definitely some moments where it's like, come on.
That first game was rough. This last game was not much better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that again, this last game was going to be tough no matter what, though. The win con here seemed pretty shaky.
Yeah. Also, I really thought that Meech was not very good at all. Like,
I don't think so either.
I think he positioned poorly. And I don't think he executed in the fights that he needed to. I remember there was probably two or three fights where it was like, if he was in it more and
could've
like, yes, it like, yep. it like would have been win or positioned better than it like would have been win. Like, I think there were some games where it was like, holy shit, you could have like won this whole thing.
Yeah.
So
I would agree. Mm-hmm. He definitely had a worse series out of almost everyone on his team.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it for the 100 Thieves.
Yeah, they're out. No more Thieves in offs. They're out until summer.
Yes, they are.
So now we've got FlyQuest versus C9. This is the winner's bracket final.
Yes, the upper bracket.
Yeah, this was a FlyQuest stomp. I can speak.
Because they stopped C9.
They stopped and stomped them.
Yes.
Jojo Pyun going the entire series without a kill. Fudge played League of Legends in this game, practices CSing. other than that, not much to note from Cloud9. Berserker not looking crazy good. Hard to look good when your entire team around you is not looking good either.
Yeah.
It's tough. I'm really sad. I kind of feel like we're at the point where 100 Thieves are... Or not 100 Thieves. C9 are at the point where 100 Thieves was, what, 2022? When they, like, basically what I'm trying to say is they're going to go to this finals weekend, right? And they're gonna play against Honda. They're going to beat Honda because I don't think Honda is, like, at the skill level that C9 is. I hope I'm wrong. And then they're just going to get stomped again in the finals by FlyQuest.
Yes.
Kind of like what C9 did to 100 Thieves in 2022.
We were there.
We were there. I remember it.
Yeah. I did too, and honestly, that it wasn't a bad series.
No, it wasn't. It was
being
enjoyable.
There watching. Yeah,
I had fun.
But I bet C9
wish they could go back to that point.
Yes, I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong. Like I said, I don't know for sure that will happen because C9 looked terrible. Like it would not surprise me if they did just lose to Honda. I think that Berserker didn't look particularly good. There were a couple moments where I kind of feel like he was doing the upset thing where it's like, oh no, KDA threatened run. I don't know if it was exactly that. I think that he was playing his best game in the third game, but it was far too little. I don't think he ever had a bad game though, because they even won lane in the Kalista game, which I think was game one. They like won lane early. He was like 3-0, but the rest of his team just got stomped. And then game two, he was like borderline a non-factor on the Senna. The game just didn't go long enough. Like his solo laners were just getting gapped. And FlyQuest was like just unkillable almost the entire series. Jensen played a hell of a series. He had one of the best series that I think anyone like in Europe, or not in Europe, anyone in North America has had from the mid lane perspective this entire year. I don't even remember him dying, genuinely. He might not have died, actually, the more I think about it.
He didn't.
The entire series,
He didn't die, and JoJo did not get a kill.
And he played three different champions, and he looked incredible on all of them. And I think, as much as it pains me to say this, I think this finally settles that he's just better than Bjergsen.
True.
I don't think Bjergsen was playing this well this late in his career. And
It was like...
He's seemingly gotten better.
Bergzillion.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we were getting.
It somehow seems like Jensen has gotten better, and I respect it. This dude, he seems like kind of a grinder, too.
Yeah.
And I love that for him. I really do respect that he seems like he also wants to win real badly. So props to him for, I would say borderline carrying his team to finals with his performance.
Yeah.
In this best of three. So that sets up finals weekend where we have Team Liquid Honda versus Cloud9 to see who plays against FlyQuest this Sunday on Easter.
Easter. That's kind of crazy they have the finals on Easter.
Yeah, there's like a remote dual regional on Easter as well.
That's also kind of crazy.
I know, right? Ian's playing in it.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should. Abandon your family.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I've got a regional to play in.
Sorry. Big day for me.
Danny, it's a big day for the Lord.
The Lord. That's nice.
So anyways, that's LCS in a nutshell. We'll talk about that next week. I think it's going to be a FlyQuest stop no matter who they play, but I think the closest game they'll have is against Honda. Excited to see if that comes to fruition.
Yeah, me too.
Did you watch any overseas League of Legends, Dan?
I did not.
I caught a little bit, so I'll briefly talk about the LPL that I watched. I watched NIP versus Top Esports. This was the last game of the regular season, or the last.
I was just gonna say this is the last game of the regular season.
That's it.
Oh yeah.
Top Esports do wind up winning this 2-0. They looked pretty good, even when they probably should have been losing. That's all I have to say. Top Esports probably gonna do well. Weibo Gaming versus Invictus Gaming. This was a Weibo Gaming 2-0. I don't know if this game mattered for standings. I believe they made the offs either way. But it looks like they did. So I think Invictus Gaming, if they would have won, they could have had a higher seed potentially. But I think briefly we'll just go over the top 10 of the LPL because that's who got in the offs.
That makes the most sense.
Coming in at 10th place. It was Invictus Gaming, and then they were basically in a three-way tie with OMG and GN Team WE and Weibo Gaming FAW Audi. And then after that, you have Suzu LNG Esports. And then in fifth place, we have Shenzhen Ninjas in Pajamas. And then in fourth
place, easy.
We have Fun Plus Phoenix. That one's another also easy. And then in the third place, my favorite, Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club. And then second place, Top Esports. And first place, we had 15-1, wowzers, Bilibili Gaming Ping An Bank.
Yeah.
So that means that I don't remember how many teams get a bye. So the first round, we have Team WE versus OMG, and then IG versus Weibo. This is actually a rematch that just took place.
Six teams get a bye, get byes.
Yeah, and the first two seeds get a bye up until the upper bracket round one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so basically everyone's like riding the single elim bracket, it looks like.
Yeah.
Except for them.
Which is fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm excited to see this play out. I'm gonna try and watch these playoffs actually. So I hope to catch every single best of five that is going down.
It's a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a lot, but I'm gonna find a way, Dan. I locked in for this movie thing. I'm locking in for the LPL. I got it.
12 total best of fives. Yeah, I mean, I want to do the same.
Yeah, we're going to do it. You want to talk a little Korea? You want to talk about these standings?
Korea.
Top six teams. Top six made the offs. In sixth place, we have the Kwangdong Freaks at 7-11. Fifth place, we got D plus Kia, 9-9. Fourth place, we got KT Rollster with 11 wins, 7 losses. And then third and second are both same record. It's T1 and Hanwha Life Esports, both 15 wins, 3 losses. And then no surprise here, Gen G with their only loss being to, I believe it's KT Rollster. They came in first place. dominance. That secures them and T1 a first round bye. T1 must have had a tiebreaker over Hanwha Life Esports to get second seed. But
yes.
In round one, we've got Hanwha Life versus Kwangdong Freaks.
No, I don't think they did.
No.
Yeah, everyone had 18 games.
I'm saying like they must have had like a like an in season tiebreaker. Like they they must have won both their games against Hanwha. That's probably exactly what happened.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or they split. They would have had to have split because I'm assuming that Hanwha lost to Gen G twice. They did so.
Yeah.
They split with T1. I don't know. It must be there's some inner turn or inner season tiebreaker. Anyways, KT Rollster versus D plus Kia. I believe that Gen G plays the lower seed of whoever comes out between KT Rolster, D Plus, Kwangdong, and Hanwha, I believe, correct? Mm-hmm. Or okay. Do they choose?
I think they chose. I think that's the weird thing is that they choose. Yeah.
So that's exciting. We'll see who they choose. I think if you're them, you gotta just take on the best team.
Yeah.
And just prove that you're the goats. That you've got what it takes.
Do we think that this comes down to just Gen G T1 in the
finals?
Absolutely,
yeah. No, I don't think that. I mean, I would love to see a Hanwha Life upset of either of the two teams that are in first or second. Maybe more so. I'd like to see someone beat Gen G.
Yeah.
But I don't
think that's
Gen
more
G,
exciting.
Yeah, 100%. I don't see Gen G losing. So
the funnier outcome.
Yeah, we're always in it for the funny. No doubt in my mind.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think that this playoffs is going to be too exciting. I think it's just going to lead us to the same road that it's led us to for the past four splits.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Like, someone's gotta step their fucking game up.
Yeah. Anything
to... I mean, statistically, it's a weaker T1 than it was, like, you know, in previous splits.
I mean, it's the same T1, but I get what you
mean.
No,
I know, but, like playing... At a lower ceiling currently.
I haven't watched enough
wins.
To say.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I get the logic, but
that's it. That's my logic.
No, that's
it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that it'll probably be a pretty boring playoffs, and I look forward to watching all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
What else we got, Dan? No A-Rim report this week. Real shocker for the listeners.
We don't play League of Legends.
Yeah. No
it's,
other way to put
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just how it is.
I mean, we could do a top five if you want.
Top five what, Dan? What are we feeling for the top five?
Top five juices.
I don't have a top five juices. Can I just say water for all five of mine?
No, no, no.
Yeah, no. See, that's not exciting. We will.
Let's see.
I'm yet to be sure if we will anything.
Yeah, same. You got any ideas?
No, I'm drawing a blank here, Dan. I got nothing. We could just end it here.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Top five ways to end the show right now. Let's just rapid fire it. Five ways.
I like it when we just say bye.
Okay, so that's number one.
I like it when we say who we are.
Yep.
And I say I'm you.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. It's always a classic.
I like it when we just kind of cut it and then...
And then it just ends?
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, shit could have already ended.
Yeah, no, it's not. It hasn't ended yet. I'm not just doing a bit right now.
It's crazy. I have two more.
You have two more. I can help because my three so far are the same as yours. Another good one is when we like maybe we could make like a bit out of it.
Yeah.
There was one where I just like ended it and you kept talking for a little bit. That one was kind of funny. So that one's number four. And then five. Five.
I like it when we actually find a way to end it.
that's number five, when we actually end it. So
when it's like a good way, you know.
What's the best way could end it right
when
now?
When it has a good resolution, I guess that's what I mean.
I see. So we could have like a full circle moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started off by talking about apple juice.
Apple juice.
The apple juicification. What flavor would the loser's cue juice be? Like what two fruits would it be? I mean, sure, the base is 75% apple juice, but
okay, well that's given.
Exactly. So what other fruits are in our juice?
I like bananas.
Never had a banana juice.
I guess maybe I'm thinking more like smoothie. Juice-esque thing, you know?
Is a smoothie juice? I don't think it's smoothie's juice. I think it's a smoothie.
I don't know, kinda.
Nah. It has juices in
okay,
it.
Okay, then we'll go. We'll say strawberry.
I don't like strawberry.
Okay. So I have to change what mine is.
I just think we
like
should.
It?
I think we should both agree on it. Is all. I think like so. Like
let's okay. Let's do two. One that we don't agree on, and then one that we agree on.
Okay.
Okay. Mine's strawberry. What's yours? Just say it.
Orange.
Yeah, that probably whiffs.
It's not a hit. The loosest you drink is not a hit.
Okay, so the one that we agree on has to be it can't be either of the two juices we just said.
Okay. How about this? Apple juice. And then we end it.